Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Bill Menefee.
Good morning.
Well, last Sunday at church, I had a good friend say, you need to try this soup. I just tasted this soup and you need to try it. And then I found out it's your mom's and your grandma's recipe.
Yes.
So that's pretty exciting, Bill.
Yes, it is.
Give us a bit of background about, you know, how you came to this point.
Well,
you must have loved the soup.
Well, yeah, all of the kids did. Several of us thought Mom should sell it.
Uh-huh.
Back in the mid-2000s, and she would be content saying, well, I just like to give it away. Yeah. Like to give it to your kids, my grandkids.
Yes.
And then Dad passed away in 2006, and Mom passed away in 2009. And, of course, she still had some down in the basement. And it started disappearing when we was cleaning the house out, getting ready to sell it.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, oh, boy, where am I going to find Mom's soup? So before the estate got, you know, we got it all settled, the last day we was all going to be together, I went in one morning to my siblings and I said, you're either in or you're out. I'm taking Mom's soup farther, so I just need to know by the end of the day. And by the end of the day, everybody said they's in. So we're
great.
Still all together. There's five of us.
Okay, that was going to be my next question is, how many of you? Now, a lot of people have no clue as to what that takes. It's not a matter of saying, okay, I'm going to make some soup and I'm going to put it in a jar. There's a whole lot of steps.
Yes.
Yeah, so what was your next step?
Well, the development. To make it taste like Mom's consistently, we went to University of Lincoln, Nebraska, entrepreneur out there, and went through many different trials, and the biggest problem was coming up with the tomato base to make it be so much like Mom's. And the first batch they made, then they'd only make it in like 4 or 5 gallon batches, mm-hmm. so it didn't cost an arm and a leg, but the first batch was as thick as salsa.
And this is soup. I mean, it says on here, this is,
yes.
And we're going to talk about the name a little bit later, but it's vegetable soup.
Yes, it is. Tomato base.
Okay.
Has many vegetables in it and some pasta and barley.
Okay.
The second batch was too runny. They tried many different ways to dilute it, and it wasn't right on. And finally, we come across a certain tomato concentrate that had small pieces of tomato, almost like a little bit of pulp, that fit Mom's soup. And so we chose that. And that's what's in there today.
And probably the reason is when she made the soup, she started with the tomatoes out of her garden.
Yes.
And, you know, by when she processed them, there was that little bit of tomato pulp in there.
Yes. I don't know what you call that ladle thing.
You know, and I'm going blank, and I'm going, okay. Everybody.
But that's why you would get the pulp
and
stuff. Yes.
Right, yeah. Okay. And then all kinds of vegetables. And I'm guessing as you were growing up and she's making soup that it might not have consistently had the same vegetables in it.
No, as we kept eating it as children, she would change the recipe to fit what we liked.
And I'm thinking what's available.
Yes, also.
Yeah, I mean, when you go through the list, this is a long list of vegetables. Of course, it starts with tomatoes, but carrots, onion, corn, green peas, green bell peppers, green beans. I mean, there's a long list of vegetables here. And not all of those would have been available the whole time that she maybe was making it. Although you said she canned it.
Yes, she did can it.
Yeah.
Sometimes if she's short, she'd go get some canned veggies to add to it just to make it. Before we got it all going, she was using the alphabet letters.
Oh, yeah.
And see, the grandkids would love that.
Oh, sure, sure.
Spell your name.
Sure. And it does have a bit of pasta in it and a bit of, what's the?
Barley.
Yes, barley. Yes. I don't see the barley show up very much, but the little pasta pieces you definitely could see. But I think if you had some leftover pasta at home, you could add whatever more
you
wanted. And
any kind of meat, you can change it.
And if you had some veggies left over, I mean, that's one of the great things about a soup base.
Yes.
You can just keep adding
whatever.
And
if you're a vegetarian, it's just ready for you.
There you go. Now, we were discussing, at this point, it's not gluten-free because it does have the pasta in it. But, I don't know, there's a challenge for you, Bill.
That's true.
And, of course, because you go through this whole process, there's a few things in there that are probably considered preservatives, but none of them are 25 syllables long, and there's very few of them if people are concerned about that. Very, very few preservatives. I mean, one of them is ferrous sulfate. That's iron. I mean, that's we like to have that in our food anyhow. So it's pretty. It's probably as close to natural as you can get going, having gone through this process.
I think so, yes.
Yes. So, but then now you've got the product, but then you're not done yet with the steps.
No. We're still trying to get it out there to market.
And isn't there something about you have to go through all the labeling process?
Yes. Yes.
Lots
I forgot
of
about that. Yes.
Rules and regulations.
Absolutely.
About what's on
the
label.
Nutritional fact panel. Yes.
Yes. And then you have to come up with a name. Now, your name is Avondale's Best, Avondale, apostrophe S, Best Vegetable Soup. And your mother's name was Ruth. So why Avondale's?
Well, first we settled on Avondale Natural LLC for the company name because we was just up the road from Avondale Church in the rural community. And we thought, well, what about getting Mom's name on there for Ruth's Best Vegetable Soup? We was all in agreement until we started going through the process and come to find out there were some Ruth salads down in the Carolinas that didn't want to give up the Ruth's name. And so instead of going on farther into court and stuff, we settled for Avondale's Best. Now, we also contacted the church to make sure that it wasn't going to be a problem that way, and they were so gracious to say, no, as long as we don't do a couple things, this would be fine.
Okay.
So that was nice of them.
Probably got to kind of watch your advertising, but there wasn't, you're not going to do anything bad with your advertising anyhow. So you've got the name, but now you have a picture on here, too. What kind of process did that take?
Oh, that went through the University of Lincoln, Nebraska also.
They helped you with that.
Yes, they did.
So I know there are other people in the area who have gone through this process, and that in the Midwest, I think, is the best resource for getting this kind of job done.
As far as we could find, yes.
Yeah. So, okay, now we've got the name, we have everything approved, and you're ready to market it. So where can we buy this?
Well, we're in about 13 or 14 Hy-Vees, stores around the area, Fontenelle, Nottoway Market, Ed and Eva's in Greenfield, the Welcome Center coming in out of Minnesota, but we just keep expanding.
Good.
Yeah, now we're in Lincoln and Omaha and Council Bluffs.
But you have to get it out there. I mean, like, I heard about it from somebody who tasted it. I mean, the marketing is a huge challenge.
Yes, it is. And then time-consuming. It's fun to do, but it's just a lot more into it than the guy thinks.
Yes. So you've been doing some of that personal marketing.
We started selling it about a year ago. And we've been in every Hy-Vee that we're in to sample. Now it's going around again the second time. And you can't believe the people that don't know it's there yet. And that's tough to get it out there.
Well, there are so many things in the grocery store. So many, and those things change. So sometimes we find it once and we go back and go, oh, where'd that go? And I have to say that I had to ask somebody because it's in a jar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to the soup aisle and there's a row of canned stuff, but it's in a jar.
Yes.
So
kind of sticks out like a sore thumb, though, once you
get going down to the soup. Yeah, absolutely.
Everything else is in a can.
Yeah. But, you know, until you know that, you may be not looking in the right place.
You know,
so,
if you're only 2 or 3 jars wide, it's not very much area in a grocery
and
store.
And you don't have any control over that.
No.
How much space they give you.
Right.
Yeah. I want to go back in history just a little bit more. Because you said this is your mom's recipe, maybe your grandma's recipe, but you're not sure where that all started.
I'm not. I wish one of my sibling sisters would be here right now.
Yes.
But, Mom, you know, if you get on the website, you can read it's avondalesbest.com, and you can read about Mom and growing us kids up, that we would sit around the table as a family and eat, and the love that was, you know, that she had to prepare the food. And she was always trying to make everybody pleased with what she made, you know. As with many other moms around, of course, and the Avondale community also, you know.
Yes. Yeah, I bet she was one of those people who took something to church, to the potlucks
whatever. Yep, yeah. That was made her very happy.
Yeah.
Just to take food to those events, yes.
And lots of work.
Yes.
Well, I mean, and I'm guessing that she and your grandmother probably too grew most of the vegetables in their garden.
Yes. Sometimes it might get a little weedy because she was taking care of chickens and five kids, but we'd go out and try and help her a little bit, you know, too, but probably more in her way than helping.
But that's all part of that family history. And so it's great that you have that on the website that people can kind of get acquainted with you. And I think that's so important with a food product, or it's a big plus to know that, hey, I know this person. That's one, of the advantages of having you go out there, or someone in your family go out there and help people taste it. Oh, yeah, this is his mom, this is his grandma. And, you know, food is such an emotional kind of thing in addition to flavor.
Exactly.
So it's really, really important. So we want to thank you very much, Bill Manafee, for visiting with us today. And we'll just encourage people to go out there and try Avondale's best soup, vegetable soup. Until next time, here's a thought. Excellent is not a one-time act. It is a habit.